Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
You know, the NFL and professional sports in general are dominated by superstars, highlight reels, max contracts, MVPs, all-stars, all that. But that is such a small percentage of what makes up the sport in general, especially football, when, you know, there's 22 players on the field at any given moment. And yeah, a lot of times it's easy to focus on the all pros and all that stuff and future Hall of Famers. And the 49ers have a lot of those. But the majority of the NFL is made up by glue guys. Guys that just do their damn job when asked, not sexy, not flamboyant, not getting attention, all those things. And nobody I could think of over the past, goodness, eight seasons? Exemplifies that than duct tape Roz Dwelly. Roz the boss. The tight end that left us for a year and is now back. The prodigal son returns. In 2023, our roster countdown, he was 62. Last year joined the Falcons. Now he's back with the 49ers. He comes in 55, which is a little bit because of Roz Dwelly and a little bit because of the situation he's in. There is not much competition for that tight end number three job, which, you know, he held the tight end two job for four straight years. Charlie Warner came, took it away. Then he moved to tight end three. Then the 49ers, and this is important to realize, like, yeah, homecomings are huge, and it's easy to get really, really excited because we've seen so much quality from Roz Dwelly. But the 49ers drafted not one but two tight ends to phase him out just 2 years ago. So Cam Latu and Braden Willis. Cam Latu's gone the way of the dodo, and Braden Willis is still fighting for that same job. We'll see who can kind of take the next step up. But Roz Dwelly is somebody that everybody in this building can trust. And yeah, he's older now. He's 30 years old. But let's just be very honest. Let's go through this. I don't want this to sound like a slight, because it's not. But, like, this dude never won with athleticism, ever. He wears jersey number 82. He's 6'5", 235. He's got the build. 31-inch arms for a 6'5 guy, that's crazy. A 5'1", 40-yard dash, that's one of the slowest ever for a tight end. A 1.78 10-yard burst, that's worse than most offensive linemen. But then you get to the three-cone, 7.1. That's pretty damn good. 27-inch vertical, that's awful. 8-foot broad jump, 8'6 broad jump. That's all. Like, I'm not trying to be rude, but, like, you look at guys like, okay, Anquan Boldin or a Keenan Allen or whatever else, you know, there's lots of other positions. Richard Sherman, right? These guys never won with speed. They never won with heightened superior athleticism. They won with technique. They won with resilience. They won with effort. They won with passion. They won with heart. That's Roz Dwelly. Now, he's nowhere near on the level of those NFL players, but because he never won with speed, he never had it to begin with. He ran a 5.1 at his pro day 9 years ago. Well, guess what? He didn't get faster, but he's never won because of the speed. So now that he's 30 years old, it's not like he's going to start winning a different way. No, he's the same player. And those skills translate. And again, you look at just his time with the Falcons last year. Played in all 17 games. Wasn't a really big part of the offense. He was special teams and kind of their tight end three. But there is a role for that, especially in Kyle Shanahan's offense, who utilizes the tight end more than any other team in the NFL. He's a local California kid, about 100 miles outside of San Francisco. Went to Oak Ridge High School in El Dorado Hills. Then goes to San Diego. And, you know, one of, I think it was seven players that have come out of San Diego, not San Diego State, but San Diego, to make it to the NFL. So, like, he has constantly overcome what this career should look like. And being an undrafted free agent still in the league 8 years later, gosh, that's freaking awesome. So, Duct Tape Dwelly. He is the University of San Diego's all-time leader for tight ends, 197 receptions, 2,305 yards, 26 touchdowns. He was FCS All-American third-team offense. I mean, dude was all over the place. Really put up a solid, solid, solid career. And was a big-time volunteer. He did the whole proms for teenagers with special needs. It's called Evening of Dreams Foundation, which is really, really cool. I love giving back. And you see the pictures of Roz Dwelly. He's a handsome fellow. So I totally get it. Good-looking dude. Now, what's funny is, he was originally in high school, he was a quarterback, and he wanted to be a quarterback bad. He was a three-sport athlete and huge into baseball. He thought that was his ticket as a pitcher. Whenever he was no longer quarterback, he quit. Walked away from football, and he was just going to focus on baseball. He thought he had a chance to go pro there. Then was convinced by Oak Ridge's football coach to return for a senior year and try to play some tight end, and he thought that he could get a scholarship. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. And so he makes it to the University of San Diego, breaks all their records, and then suits up for the 49ers, the seventh player of San Diego to actually make it to the NFL. Now let's look at his NFL career. With the 49ers, he was an undrafted free agent, all the way back in 2018. And it's not even what's crazy. I love undrafted free agents because the 49ers use that much more than other teams do. Listen to the undrafted free agents he came in with. Jeff Wilson and Emmanuel Sanders. How cool is that? What an undrafted free agent class that was. Hopefully this year can kind of reciprocate that. But that was 2018 was not a good team. And so there were spaces for players to contribute. And man, those three guys contributed greatly. He was the tight end two for the 49ers for four seasons. Then tight end three for two seasons, then got phased out. And, you know, here's what's funny. Like, the reason why I started calling him Duct Tape was it didn't matter what. If George Kittle got hurt, he stepped in and fulfilled that role. Charlie, you know, whoever got hurt, Kyle Juszczyk got hurt. He moved to fullback. Started games there. Did his job. And in 2022, this is where we started calling him that. Crazy we've been doing this so long. But, like, he caught 17 passes on 20 targets in 2022. George Kittle got hurt twice and just kept missing time. And so in those six games that he was the tight end one starter, caught 17 passes on 20 targets, over 100 yak yards, and the quarterback passer rating when Roz Dwelly was targeted, 128.2. Like, not sexy, just get the damn job done. Like, yeah, he's no George Kittle. Nobody's going to get confused with what he does. But it's just like, holy freaking cow, this dude will get the damn job done. And it's not like he doesn't have any highlights. He had a huge fourth down catch to extend it to get us a huge win over the Rams. He had a 56-yard touchdown against the Seahawks. Like, that was in 2022 as well. Like, he has done things to warrant being a part of this roster. Now, you left to go get paid. Congratulations. Now you're back. You got to fight for it again. That's just the way it is. And so whenever he left last year to join Atlanta, he got a $1.1 million deal, $95,000 guaranteed, played all 17 games, no starts, only had one catch, mostly special teams. You look at what he did last year, 270 snaps, but 166 of those were on special teams. So, you know, he was their tight end three, and that's exactly what the 49ers want him to be. You're looking at if he wins the tight end three job, you're talking about maybe 80 snaps on offense a year, goal line packages, and when injuries happen, the rest of the time you're going to get 200-plus snaps on special teams. That's what you're looking for. That is exactly the role. So it's not like this is a huge move-the-needle guy, but the 49ers haven't had that quality tight end three blocker since he left, and it has limited what they do in the goal line. It has limited what they do in short yardage. And they don't have the versatility to trot out 13 and 23 personnel because they don't have the tight ends they can trust. And the versatility of the Kyle Shanahan personnel packages is limited. And so last year, you look at the offense, whenever the offense was still top 10 for sure, but Shanahan lost a lot of like the pizzazz, the Parmesan cheese on top, whatever you want to say. Like he lost it because he was in 11 personnel. He had to do three wide receivers all the time. And that's just not what Shanahan does. It really, really isn't. So, you know, you look at his career, his time with the 49ers from 2018 to 2023, 44 receptions, 518 receiving yards, 11.8 yards per catch. Not bad. Five touchdowns, played in 84 games with 17 starts. And probably my favorite Ross Dwelly stat, never recorded a drop pass in the NFL in his career. 8 years, zero drop passes. Zero. Just consistent. Again, we call him duct tape Dwelly, but not because he puts duct tape on his hands. Just because he holds together whatever it is you need to hold him together. Special teams, fullback, tight end three, tight end two, tight end one. Check, check, check. Whatever, boss. I got it. So, like this guy, he has had an issue with ankle sprains. He's had three ankle sprains over his career, causing him to miss time. The 49ers bring him in a one-year, $1.2 million deal. No guarantees, but if he makes the initial 53-man roster, he gets a $40,000 roster bonus. So he's got a lot to play for. Now, what is incredible is you look at Ross Dwelly and what he's accomplished in his career, $7.3 million career earned. For an undrafted free agent that wasn't even playing football his junior year in high school, pretty badass, man. Easy to root for, easy just to be like, hell yeah. 101 games played, 17 career starts, freaking awesome. And so the goal is he wins the tight end three job. Somebody has to. It's a four-horse race. You got Mason Plyne, Jake Tonges, Braden Willis, Ross Dwelly. You win that job, congratulations. You stay with the 49ers another year. Now, this could be a little bit of one of those handshake agreements. The 49ers decide to, you know what, we're going to waive all these tight ends, just keep two, claim somebody else from another roster as tight end three, or see which one of Dwelly, Willis, Tonches, or Plyne clear waivers and bring them back on the practice squad. 49ers going to have to do a little bit of finagling this year on the 53-man roster. I could see tight end being one of those, but in the past, the 49ers have kept four tight ends. I do have a difficult time seeing them keep two, but if nobody between Dwelly, Willis, Tonges, and Plyne separate themselves, might be one of those, hey, let's just, we're going to cut everybody. We're going to see what washes back, and if not, we'll claim something else. Because I don't think Tonges, Willis, Plyne, and Dwelly will all get claimed. People do like 49ers tight ends, but not to that extent. So there's a little bit of give and take here with how the 49ers could approach this position. But what they want to happen is somebody to become the clear front runner, somebody that is dependable that they can trust, move forward with three tight ends, and just it's done. One of these guys get brought back on the practice squad. It would probably be one of the younger guys like Mason Plyne or Braden Willis. But Ross Dwelly, man, count him out at your own peril because this dude has defied odds, defied odds, defied odds, and just constantly, constantly does his damn job. I hope duct tape is around for not only this year, but next year. I have to say thank you to Josh, Ben, and Zach, executive producers of this series, for us and the 49ers Rush team. We'll just keep counting them down. Hey, Niner faithful. If you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, TickPick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. TickPick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the TickPick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community. And all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the TickPick app or TickPick.com. Just search 49ers Rush.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system designed to reduce your mental load. Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in one-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Welcome to the seasoned long snapper episode. I freaking love it. I don't know. I'm not sure other podcasts do an entire episode contributed to long snappers, but by gosh, I'm proud it is us. And at number 54 on the 49ers roster countdown comes in long snapper John Weeks. And I could not be more excited for a changeover at the long snapper position. Tabor Pepper, it was a fan favorite. And like, I love when people give love to long snappers and, you know, kind of the unheralded positions I do. But I'm sorry, as somebody who's broke down every single snap for the last 3.5 seasons, Tabor Pepper was not good. He was not consistent, and the drama that he brought to the sidelines was not beneficial. Just know who you are in your role and stay in your lane sometimes is important, and it's not about you. You're a long snapper, man. Go do your job, whatever. I'm very happy for this new addition, and it's funny. We say new addition. He's one of the oldest players in the NFL. He's the oldest player on the 49ers roster now. He is 39 years young, John Weeks, 5'10", 242. He's stout, baby. Former power lifter. Dude's got some strength to him, but at 39 years old, he's one of the oldest players in the NFL. In fact, only Joe Flacco and Aaron Rodgers are older than him in the entire NFL. They're considerably older, but a couple years older than Trent Williams. We do have our old gray beards. And John Weeks is entering into his 16th season in the NFL, and the way in which that he came to the NFL was quite interesting because, you know, he was an undrafted free agent, as every single long snapper, kicker, and punter should be, but he had to wait 2 years after he came into the NFL or was available before he actually got his first job. And after that 16 years, are you kidding me? That's impressive. Way to go, John Weeks. From Glendale, Arizona, Mountain Ridge High School, then walked on at Baylor, Texas, kind of bounced around. He was a defensive lineman and offensive lineman in high school, and in fact was a two-way MVP award winner in Arizona. 4-year letterman in football and powerlifting, voted the best defensive line player in the state by a couple article sources. But despite having this amazing career, at 5'10", you're not going to get offers. just that's just not going to happen. So despite the fact that he played well, zero college offers, no anything, walked on at Baylor, tried to play middle linebacker, then transitioned to defensive end. Then they said, dude, no, you're 5'10". That's not how it works. Then transitioned to long snapper, was a special teams captain throughout his time at Baylor, came out of college in 2008, but did not sign on with the team until 2010. Only one Pro Bowl selection. That was in 2015, so, you know, a decade ago. but still, signs on with the Houston Texans in 2010. Now, that team is important for several reasons. One, Gary Kubiak was the head coach. Now, son Kubiak is on the 49ers roster. And also, there's another big coach on that 2010 Houston team. Robert Saleh was an assistant to the linebackers coach back then. My, how things change in 15 years in the NFL. You just get your foot in the door. Yeah, the cream will rise to the top. So you love that there's some carryover there and some people have been, you know, on teams with John Weeks in the past. That's huge. He's played in 244 games as a pro, which is incredible. 33 tackles, one fumble recovered. He's an Iron Man of sorts. 200 consecutive games played at one point. He has had some knee issues and some ankle issues at times. He's 39. And whenever you're on punt, you got to snap and you got to get downfield. Like, that is a part of it. And so how much longer does John Weeks have? I don't know. But I am thankful for the transition and the change. He was signed on March 13, 2025. 1 year, $1.4 million deal, $200,000 guaranteed. And if you look over the career, this dude has been paid $10.7 million for a dude that got no college offers whatsoever. 5'10", $10.7 million? Ah, love to see it. And I'm telling you, you're worried about football and the concussions, but you still want your kid to play and get a scholarship, teach him a long snap. It is never too early. Your kid's in middle school, teach him to long snap. Just pull up a couple YouTube videos, watch them, see if they can do it. You're going to find out pretty damn quick if it translates. It is a skill, not a talent. You work at it. Trust me, long snappers are always in demand. Always in demand. Teach your kids how to long snap, please. Please. I was a long snapper in high school. I coached long snappers. It's a skill. If you just work at it, you can improve, period. Last year, played 19 games played, you know, into the playoff run and all that fun stuff. 176 snaps, had a 57.5 grade. That's not great, but it's better than Tabor Pepper. No doubt about that. And last year, this is what's crazy, led all long snappers last year at 38 years young with six special teams tackles. So, hey, let's go. He even had a solo tackle, three assisted tackles at Denver, and reached a milestone of 200 straight games played consecutive. Love that, love that. And so you look at the roster, he's the lock. There's no competition. He's the only long snapper on there. But probably the biggest contribution is, could this help Jake Moody? Couldn't hurt. Could not hurt. Tabor Pepper did not help at all, despite on the sidelines, I guess you could say he did or did not. But consistency as a long snapper is important. You're changing the holder position, Mitch Wisnowski, all that kind of stuff's changed over. There's a lot of change. The only constant is Jake Moody. This can't hurt. Can't hurt. So any type of consistency that can increase the field goal game, extra point game is welcome. John Weeks, way to go. And shout out to my main man, Josh, who wrote this episode. He is a beast. And yeah, we break it all down when we do the full roster. Are we even going to do the long snapper? You bet your rear end we are. And for us, the 49ers Rush team, we're just going to keep counting them down. 49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And A lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get an autograph. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. There are several ways to address or perhaps even upgrade a position in the NFL, especially one that has given you major problems. And the 49ers defensive tackle has been tier one, defensive end, defensive tackle, wide receiver, quarterback. The amount of resources that this team has spent on those positions is incredible. Now, defensive tackle, they've missed and missed and missed and missed. Whether it's Javon Kinlaw paying one of the most ridiculous contracts ever to a 30-plus-year-old Javon Hargrave. Like, keep going. They traded away to DeForest Buckner. That kind of counts in the negative. You keep Armstead, but then you kind of cut him, let him walk. Just a lot of misses. Well, the new approach at the defensive tackle position is a whole bunch of lottery tickets at young players. A lot of them. And how's that going to pay off? You basically have one veteran defensive tackle, Jordan Elliott, who's one of the least consistent players in the NFL. Yeah, the splash plays are great, but consistently, you saw last year, I mean, good Lord, one of the worst players in the NFL against the double team. Kyle Shanahan referred to him as the best run defender at that position. Like, that's not good. Well, you go draft two defensive tackles in the draft, which is huge, and you bring in Sebastian Valdez, an undrafted free agent. So that's three of the seven defensive tackles are young pups. Evan Anderson, undrafted free agent, young. Kalia Davis hasn't done much, and he comes in number 53 on the 49ers roster countdown. A balky-esque pick where you draft an ACL tear player later, probably 2 to 3 rounds later than he should have gone if he was healthy. You redshirt him for a year, and then you hope that something comes. It hasn't showed up yet. The third year for Kalia Davis on this roster, and it is just not working. Now, can that change? Of course it can. And the 49ers are kind of betting that it will change because, man, there is not one established, credible defensive tackle currently on the 49ers roster. That is factual. Now, you're hoping second-round pick Alfred Collins, fourth-round pick C.J. West. You're hoping Evan Anderson takes a step up. You're hoping Kalia Davis takes a step up. You're hoping Sebastian Valdez does something. But, man, there's not one proven asset. Not one. And to make that even worse, depending on when you're listening to this, Alfred Collins not even signed. There's only 2 out of 32 second-round picks that have signed, but still, rookies report soon, and no contracts done as of I'm recording this. So there's just so many youth question marks, but the 49ers are betting, hey, we're going to stop the run, and then good things are going to happen. And Kalia Davis, his first year, he was number 66 on our roster countdown, knowing he was going to be redshirted. 2023, he was number 43. Oh, he's going to play a role. Redshirt year's over. Now he's going to work into the rotation. Didn't happen. Last year, 2024, he was 50th. He dropped 7 spots. This year, he drops another 3, down to 53. I do think that he will make the roster, but man, it is hard to find any type of upside when you watch his tape. So let's dive into who Kalia Davis is with the hopes this is one of the many young lottery tickets that the 49ers are hoping are going to pay off. He wears jersey number 93. His hair is all over the place. He got a little belly on him, which is kind of cool. And he plays all out. A lot of energy. It costs him some gap integrity at times because he overexerts and over kind of pursues, and it causes some problems at times. 6'2", 310, one of the rarest builds. You know, he doesn't quite fit their traditional 3-tech that the 49ers like, but that's where they played him almost exclusively last year in that B-gap. 33, 5-inch arms, that's good. He's 26. Hasn't played much. 3.5 years older than Evan Anderson, and they're kind of playing the same role, even though they're built completely different. Didn't get to do a lot of the testing at the combine because of the ACL tear, which happened before the combine. 30 bench press reps, strong as heck. The comps that I can get closest to is kind of a Mike Daniels, Dominique Easley type player, but without all the measurables and, you know, speed, vertical, broad, you know, all that stuff. Makes it hard, but that's kind of what we're projecting. He's going into his fourth season. And it's weird. It's like, really, already? You got to remember, his first season just sat out completely. Went to West Florida Tech High School, the Jaguars. Then UCF Central Florida, was recruited and played the first 2 years at UCF as an off-ball linebacker. I mean, it was hilarious. He's wearing jersey number 3. I could still see it, you know, going through his belly hanging out, standing up off-ball linebacker. You know, we always would joke with our players like, man, you a hamburger away from putting your hand to the ground. That's where Kalia Davis is. The athleticism, though, the instincts, the vision, the diagnosing, that is a rare trait, a rare ability that most defensive tackles don't have. He has that. Hasn't really served him well to this point. He gets moved to the defensive line for the last 3 seasons at UCF. Smart kid. AAC, all academic team honors multiple times. Absolute freak athlete, explosive. Criminal justice major. You got to love that. And a lot of people projected him as a 3rd to 4th round pick, but then the ACL dropped him all the way down to 6th. Round. Cost him some money there, but got into the league. Seems to fit the locker room well. And the 49ers, they spent time with him. 2 official interviews with the Niners before they drafted him. And all that was knowing ACL tear before the combine. Like, they knew this was coming. They drafted him in the 6th round, the 42nd pick. He went 42 picks before Brock Purdy, that same draft. Here was the 49ers rush team pre-draft write-up on Kalia Davis. Quickness and penetration. Played linebacker his whole life. Didn't change D-line until his redshirt sophomore year in college. Never stops running. Motor is top-notch. That still translates. Still a tweener guy. Doesn't really fit the 3-tech or the plugger role. Kind of in between. Niners use him as a 3-tech. Coming off the ACL. Crazy project player that could pay huge dividends. Slices through gaps in the run game. Great first step. Has not translated. Adam Peters, who's with the Niners when they drafted him, said UCF runs a similar defensive front, so it's easy to evaluate. Ugh. Now, let's look at what he's done since he's been in the NFL. Through 3 seasons, like, that's the thing, it's really just 2 seasons, but 13 tackles, 1 tackle for loss, 1 sack, 1 quarterback hit, 1 pass breakup, 1 interception. His interception was against Patrick Mahomes. That was pretty cool. But a one-dimensional run-only player. He plays some in the past, but you could tell it's not his thing. He's that slasher, penetrator, kind of what they want Hargrave to be, kind of what they want Jordan Elliott to be, kind of what they want Kevin Givens to be. They got all these guys that just none of them have really panned out in that role. You know, competing against Evan Anderson, those 2 guys, Evan Anderson's 3.5 years younger. Evan Anderson's better against the run. I would argue Kalia Davis is better against the pass. Evan Anderson's about as bad against the pass as you could be. But what do you do well? I don't know what the answer is for Kalia Davis. And this is probably going to be the last hoorah, you know, coming off all those. And it's not just the ACL tear before we drafted him. Had a high ankle sprain. Had a knee cleanup surgery before camp. Missed another 4 weeks. Like, you're talking 3 injuries in 3 years. Now, none as big as the ACL, and you could say, well, the knee cleanup was part of the ACL, but it doesn't matter. If you're missing time in 3 consecutive years with lower leg issues as a defensive lineman, that is rough. That's not a good thing. So this is the last year on his rookie deal. He signed a 4-year, $3.8 million deal, and his career earnings so far, $2.2 million. So he's gotten paid. Has a $1.1 million cap hit this year. That's minimal, and it's almost fully guaranteed on the rookie deal anyway. So you don't save if you move on from him. Doesn't really help you too much. 0 starts. That's a problem. 16 games played. He has seen the field some, and most of it was this past season. Played 13 games in 2024 season. No starts. 276 snaps. Only 17 of those on special teams. So he was in the rotation, but again, the defensive tackle room was one of the worst in the NFL for the 49ers last year, which is crazy to say with all that they have invested at that position. They just have missed and missed and missed and missed. Total stats, 12 last, this is just 2024 season, 12 tackles for Kalia Davis, the interception with Mahomes, 1 pass breakup, 2 pressures, 5 solo run stops, and 1 penalty. You look at the PFF grades, not nice. 47 overall, bad. 42 versus the run, bad. Really bad whenever you consider he's a run-stopping player. 46 tackling grade, bad. 53.8 pass rush, and that's not even what he's there for. He had 141 run snaps, 117 pass snaps. They kind of had to use them both ways, and it was kind of like once the season kind of expired, they're like, put him out there, let's figure it out. Let's see what he's got. didn't really leave a resounding good taste because it's like, I don't even know what to do with this guy. Pass rusher, run stuffer, doesn't really do anything great. What's going to happen? You look at the defensive tackle depth chart for the Niners heading into camp, and it's, man, you've got four locks. Alfred Collins lock, CJ West lock, Jordan Elliott lock, Evan Anderson lock. That's four. You're keeping a minimum of five. Sometimes the Niners keep six defensive tackles, but because they're going to kick Yetur Gross-Matos, because they're going to kick Mikael Williams into defensive tackle and pass rushing situations, probably just going to be five, which means you've got three guys fighting for their lives. Kevin Givens, Kalia Davis, and undrafted free agent Sebastian Valdez. Who wants the job? Wouldn't be shocked if the 49ers go claim another defensive tackle that might get cut by another team if one of these three guys don't pan out. But Kevin Givens has been on this roster since 2019 and has contributed and has shown very positive technique, one of the best three techs to anchor against the double team, even though he's the smallest of the whole bunch. Technique-driven savant versus upside athletic penetrator Kalia Davis. Which one are you going to go with? The lights have not turned on yet for Kalia Davis. I think that he will make this roster, but I don't have a lot of confidence. He comes in 53 on this roster countdown, and man, one of these young guys has to finally pan out and deliver. And really, it's got to be more than one. You got to have two or three. Alfred Collins, CJ West, Evan Anderson, Sebastian Valdez, Kalia Davis. Come on, guys. Come on down. You've got to have multiple, and probably my biggest critique, and I've echoed this many times, you do not have veteran depth at the defensive tackle position. It's just a bunch of young pups, and Jordan Elliott, the least consistent player of the whole bunch, is your only veteran presence there. Kevin Givens, maybe, but he's a deep-end rotational guy only. There are major issues here. How rare is it that a second and fourth round pick are both home run picks at the same position? Does not happen often. I'm crossing my fingers, and I'm the biggest Alfred Collins, CJ West guy out there. But to bank on a second and fourth round rookie panning out and transforming the interior of your defensive line, I can't think of when that's happened. Maybe the Rams, they kind of did that. But we'll see here. I hope Kalia Davis takes those steps and dominates and earns a spot to where he cannot be cut and has to be rotated in because he finally pays the fruit of that draft pick 4 years ago. That's what the Niners need. Thank you, Josh, Ben, and Zach, executive producers of this show. And for the 49ers Rush team, we'll just keep counting them down.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.